The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Step inside and join your host, Gil Tyree, for a different kind of show. One that takes you into the good, right, and positive things that are happening in the sports world every day. Now, here's your host, Gil Tyree.
Hi, this is Lisa Morris, and I'm back on with you again today. Gil would be with you next week for another episode of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, but today you have me. And I'm glad to be with you again. Actually, 2 weeks in a row. We were on last week, Monday, and talking about sports and definitely talking about the World Cup and the Zen of sports. And it's just going to be a pleasure to continue having that conversation with you today. I've got a really fabulous show lined up. I'm hoping that we're going to have some people call in and help us out and give us some updates and highlights on what's going on. Wanted to just let you guys know that here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, it's all about the positive aspects of sports and living your life to its fullest. And that in and of itself is a sport. It is a game. It is a game that you play with yourself and in the world today. But enough about that. You know, we're going to talk about that a lot. I delved into it really deep, and I want to make your mind work. I want to make sure you're doing everything you can out there to be happy, healthy, and wise and reach all of your goals because, you know, we only have one life. We're only in this body one time on this earth one time. And so like an athlete in your life, it is up to you individually to make sure that you're doing everything you can to be the best you can and reach all of your goals. We got one chance at this. Yes, we do. This is our lives. And here at Sports Talk at the Positive Hub, we're going to give you a little bit of updates on what's going on in the World Cup, because that's what the roar is all about right now. And then we're going to talk more about our lives, the sport of our lives, and how we're going to make that better. All right, so the chanting, the roar of the World Cup continues. As we watch for moments of zen, those moments when the athlete has it all together, they're connected with themselves, with their mind, with their body, with their soul, with their spirit, with their energy, and then they're connecting with those teammates. That's what we see. We see that on the emerald green fields of the Arena Amazonia in the sexy, sunny Brazil. Oh, my God, I wish I was there. Even if the World Cup wasn't going on, I wish I was there, just soaking up the Brazilian sun. And the weekend, of course, once again, is all ablaze with action and roaring and celebrating and intensely watching and moments of hanging out with our friends. And the camaraderie of sports is a good feeling. Makes us feel good. Makes us feel energized and alive. And those are the moments that we do the things that propel us into success, that propel us into happiness. So what happened? U.S. and Portugal tied 2-2. That was an exciting game. We're going to talk about that one. Korea Republic 2-4 to Algeria. Belgium 1-0 Russia. And Nigeria 1-0 Bosnia. So those are some of the highlights. I know there's a game going on right now. I've got ESPN on. I hope you do, too. I hope you're watching it because the guys look great out there. I can't have the sound up because you wouldn't be able to hear me, and I know you want to hear my voice, and I want to hear yours. So please give us a call. I want you to call in and talk with me. I love to talk to people. It's 1-888-346-9144. 844, Sports Talk of the Positive Hub. Join in. We're talking about Sports Zen Zone, the amazing power of mind, body, spirit, that alliance that allows you to do all things, even the seemingly impossible. So, Portugal tied the U.S. 2-2 with the last-second goal to keep, their opportunity to advance at soccer's World Cup. I mean, they really kind of solidified that. Portugal was actually losing 2-1 in Manaus when World Player of the Year Cristiano Ronaldo passed the ball to Varela, and I hope I'm saying these names right, and if someone wants to call in and give me a correction on those names, I welcome them to do it, because I want to talk to you. So whatever you call me and talk to me about, I'm going to love it anyway. That's my goal. Anyway, so Varela, who headed the ball past Tim Howard in the final minutes of added time. So this was like added time of the clock that normally wouldn't even be there. So in those final minutes of that added time, that's how they got the tie with the U.S. And that was exciting. You know, it's always interesting when something happens in the last final minutes. You're not sure, you're nervous, you're working at it, you're putting all your all into it, and it just kind of really all comes to fruition. It makes you smile inside. It makes you proud. And when you smile and you feel proud and you're doing well, you attract good things to yourself when you keep that positive energy going. It happens all the time in all games, not just soccer. You know, when teams are on a roll, more so than not, that roll kind of continues because they've got that momentum going. We see that a lot. But we see the underdogs do things too, you know, and there's been a lot of underdogs, you know, out there doing a good job in soccer. And I'm really proud of the U.S., of course, because that's where I am. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, talking to you here in the radio station at Georgia Public Broadcasting at Sports Talk at the Positive Hub, which is like a really great live streaming talk show host, and so glad to be a part of it. So what I'm going to do is kind of tell you just a little bit about the inside of what was said from the U.S. manager about the game, about the Portugal-U.S. game, because it's really interesting. And something was said in those moments that really, really made me think about being positive, about counting our blessings, about instead of looking at our cup, you know, half empty, looking at it half full. I know it's a saying that everybody's heard out there. It is easier said than done, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes, the easier that you're able to look at your life and see that, hey, this is pretty good. I'm living my life like the number one athlete on my own playing field, and that's kind of what it's all about. So I want to share this with you. This is really good. U.S. manager Klinsmann said, I quote this. This is exactly what he said. When you concede in the last second, it is unfortunate. But it was an amazing game from the U.S. I can't ask for any more. Now, this is a game he lost. Although it did, it put them in a position to still have opportunity. And the opportunity is that they've got to really go now and get results against Germany. And Clinton said this is exactly what they're going to do. So instead of looking at it as a loss, you know, in that grouping, he's looking at it as a continued opportunity. And that's what we have, you know. It's positive. It's a better perspective on life. It's a better perspective on all that you're going to do moving forward in your life, whether you're an athlete or not, you know. But, you know, in our hearts, like I said, we're all athletes in our own life. But, you know, he is a very positive manager. I think the U.S. is certainly lucky to have him. I think he understands the balance of mind, body, and soul and that Zen zone that you have to get into, to the agile, to move through, you know, the players, to hone in on who you're going to get the ball to, who's, you know, who you're going to pass that ball to. Who do you have that connection with on the field? I choose soccer as one that really, really gives you an extraordinary sense of zen and connection to yourself and what you can do because of that. You know, they've got to think two steps, three steps ahead. How is this going to all, you know, play out? And how am I going to connect? And also, kind of feel what that other player on the other team is going to do to stop you from making that connection. Now, that's strategy. That's strategy that we can use in all of our lives. Let's take a look at the people around us. Are they our teammates? Are they trying to sidetrack us? Are they trying to bamboozle us? Are they trying to run amok over us? Are they our team player, our confidant, our supporter, our ally, our muse? Who are you with? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who's on your team? How are you keeping your life very zen? And, you know, that's stuff that you can do internally on your own, but it's also who you're with. Are the people that you're with positive? You know, are they introspective? Are they making you think? Are they testing you? Are they there for you when you need them to be? These are all things that we need to take a look at in our life in order to make sure that we are reaching success. Here's a little bit more about Zen. Zen and soccer in particular. Soccer and athletes are Zazen. Their meditation is a moving meditation when they're out on the field. You know, as they're running down that field, as they're making that pass, as they're dribbling past a defender, they are moments of timeless and kind of like ecstasy in what they do. When I first started watching soccer, one of my friends, Caesar, he told me, "Don't watch the guy who has the ball. Watch the person who is getting ready to get the ball, and then you'll really kind of see what that movement is going to be like and what that play is like, what the players are perhaps even thinking." And it made the game very exciting to me. And it made me think about how am I watching the people around me? How am I reacting with them? How am I coordinating my mind, body, and soul to have a good time in their presence? All these things are important. When we connect ourselves, mind, body, and spirit so well, ooh, that was an awesome. I hope everybody's watching the game because there's some exciting things going on right now. In the next break, I'm going to just kind of turn it up a little and I'll get some highlights for you on what's going on right now. And so that when we come back in the next break, I can give you some highlights just in case you're not by the TV. We want to be updated on what's going on right now. That's always important. It's important in your life, too. You always want to be updated on what's going on right now. You know, being informed. Having information, having the knowledge to make that next step. You can't make a good decision unless you have all the variables. So that's a little tidbit of advice for today, which I'm sure you guys already know. But here we are on Sports Talk at the Positive Hub. Again, it's where we're conversating about strength, success, the sort of living life to its fullest. And today's show is Sports Zen Zone, and talking a lot about soccer, and we'll be right back with you after this next break. I can't wait for people to call in, and I'm going to have some more highlights on soccer for you.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lasseter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time. Get ready for an unpredictable, fun, and sometimes sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lasseter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Sports continues to grow and evolve to ever-increasing prominence in today's society. On All Around Sports, host John Inglesby will connect with the leading newsmakers from the sports world, including players, owners, and fellow sports journalists, discussing the top news and events that are relevant to sports today. John will also report from and offer his experience of the world's top sports events. Tune in to All Around Sports with John Inglesby, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
Hi, everybody out there in Atlanta and other states and internationally. It's so good to be back with you on Sports Talk of the Positive Hub. It's a special day for me because this is actually 2 weeks in a row that I'm on the air with you, having so much fun. And Gil Tyree will be back with you for another episode, but you have me today, and I'm glad to be with you. And we've got some callers, so I think William's on hold right now. We're going to bring him aboard and see what he wants to talk about.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just currently watching the Netherlands and Chile right now.
Excellent. That's what I wanted to hear.
I'm sorry?
That's what I wanted to hear. Give me some updates.
So basically, I'm to be honest with you, I'm a sports fan, but I'm really not following too many details. I'm just kind of looking at the highlights and the cliff notes. And obviously, being American, I'm really just watching the USA right now. But currently, Netherlands and Chile are tied. And
all right.
Four games going on today, so it's Netherlands and Chile, and then Australia is playing Spain, which Spain has a 1-0 lead right now. And then later today is Cameroon and Brazil, and then Croatia and Mexico.
Okay.
But honestly, yesterday was, I don't know if you saw the game, I'm assuming you did, it was unbelievable. It was a little depressing at the end when Valera kind of erased our storybook and sealed it 2-2.
I know. Like, all through the game, it was really banging, and I know everybody was rooting for USA, and they were doing good. Now, you know, they made a goal, like, right in the beginning, and that just kind of kept things really pumped up. But we were playing against a pretty good team.
Yeah, we were, and, you know, like I said, Portugal, they're a solid team. They have a lot of pressure on them right now, especially with Ronaldo and some of those key players. But, you know, even on our side, Jurgen Klinsmann, the coach of the U.S., he made some great calls at the end of the game. He kind of made some really strategic substitutions that kind of allowed us to breathe a little bit. Plus, I noticed, too, the commentators, I was watching it on, I forget the name of the channel, but it was essentially British and American commentators.
Mm-hmm.
And what they said was that they took the first water break of World Cup history yesterday. They've never done that, apparently. It's going on however many years now.
I know, they just keep going. It's like they have this endless energy. That's interesting. They had to stop for water. It got that intense, huh?
Yeah, 1926 when it started, and around that time, and ever since then, there's never been a water break, and some reason why they decided to take a water break yesterday, the rest did, and for whatever reason, the commentators were stating how important it was and how it was a good call, so I thought that was a little ironic.
Water is life, I'm telling you. I don't know how they did it before, but
yep.
That's interesting. Well, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you gave me some highlights because I kind of really wanted to know what was going on today. And my work schedule was hectic this morning, so I always count on my fans and the people that are out there watching to call in and help me out and give me those highlights. So awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I think that basically just summarizing it, it's United States is now playing Germany. So there's a lot of, there's actually about four or five scenarios that could occur, but obviously we're hoping to either draw or to draw or to beat Germany, and if we do, then we advance
exactly.
the next round.
Exactly.
So.
Well, you know, the earlier in the show we talked about Klinsmann, and I hope I'm saying his name correctly.
Klinsmann,
that's the U.S. manager, and he's got a really positive attitude. I mean, he says that they're going to do what it takes to get there, and that makes for a very good game.
Correct. Yeah, and like you said, just being positive. You know, in the beginning, it was a little ironic because I think I've read a couple times I've heard him on live TV saying that, you know, quote unquote, we're probably not going to win. And I don't know if that was kind of a booster where he's, you know, it's a placebo thing where he's trying to tell us that we're not good enough and here we are, you know, advancing to the next rounds or what. But, you know, he's really been a fantastic coach and he's really enjoyable to watch, even on TV, just to see his energy. And, you know, it's really a patriotic game to watch. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, it's funny that you said that because, you know, I'm always on the air. I'm constantly talking about positivity, having a really good perspective on life. But sometimes things that are positive may come in a way that may be viewed as negative at first, but it could come
right.
with a message. It could be something that you need to learn. It could be something that you should hear that may not be easy to hear, but it certainly makes you take a look at why this happened or why someone said that or why is someone acting that way. And then if you look at it in a learning capacity, is what should I take from that and what can I do with that and how do I make the next step to make things better for myself with this information, regardless of whether that information is comfortable or not, then you can look at it as positive.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and there's a lot of, just like any sports, you know, tennis, baseball, football, et cetera, there's a lot of psychology in it, but really just watching the games, even if you look away from all the statistics and the numbers and pure math and just look solely at, you know, the emotions of the players, especially Ronaldo, you know, he's an unbelievable player, but he really wears his emotions on his face, and I think that kind of carries out through his team because when they can see when he's, you know, having a dramatic moment or when he's upset or et cetera, he's really kind of passing that along with his other players
Absolutely, yeah. Earlier we were talking about keeping yourself surrounded with you know, energy that is positive for you or enlightening for you because it's contagious. You know, smiles are contagious, good humor is contagious. You know, having a positive attitude is contagious. So, you know, who do you surround yourself with? So when you've got, you know, good team players, again, that show their emotions, when those emotions are, you know, drive, compassion, we can do this, you know, it's Fred's.
It is. And yesterday was kind of a different game, to be honest, because when I was watching it, you know, I was sitting in a room with four Americans to be specific, so we're all cheering and having a great time. We're on the edge of our seat. And at the very end of the game, when Ronaldo, I think it was the last 30 seconds, Ronaldo had passed the ball, went in for a header with Valera, and it just shut us down, and we tied the game. I saw the Portuguese cheer for about 20 seconds, and then they even had the same emotional state as us, which is nobody won. You know, I feel like both teams were in the same situation. Like, you know, Portugal obviously had a lot of pressure on them, mm-hmm. and the United States just thought they had their win, and they didn't. So it was really to watch the players' faces and the coaches, and it just seemed like that they were content, but really neither side got what they wanted. So
Yeah. Lesson in that as well.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a wonderful life. We're keeping it zen here on Sports Talk of the Positive Hub. Got William on the air. He's helping me out with giving all the highlights of what's going on in soccer there in Brazil on that emerald green field in the sexy city of Brazil where all the excitement is happening for everybody around the world. Thanks, William. I appreciate it. I got a couple more callers waiting to come on, and keep it positive.
Please, I appreciate it.
Take care, William.
You too.
All right. So So I think we've got someone else waiting to come on, and I know that this next fellow, he's really, really into soccer, loves it so much, so really anxious to hear from him and hear what he has to say, and I know he watched the U.S. game yesterday. So is he still on hold there, then we'll bring Tyler on. Taylor, let me say his name right. Let's be positive here. Let's do it right. Taylor.
I'm here.
Taylor, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. match yesterday, what a game.
A lot of emotions in that game.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they scored with, I think, like 5 minutes into the game, so it was a lot different than the last game where we scored in about, I think, the first 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely an emotional roller coaster, and then we come back, tied it at 1-1, and then came up, got up 2-1, and you know you can't count the game out until the last seconds ticked off the clock.
I know, and they had added time, didn't they? Like it was the final minute of added time that the last goal was made.
Yes, seconds were ticking off the clock, and
yeah,
they scored with about 15 seconds left, so.
Jeez.
It was bittersweet, but it's good to see the U.S. playing that well. Portugal's one of the top teams in the world. They called
absolutely
our group that we're
absolutely
in the group of
yeah,
that,
I mean,
so
they really are a good team, and you know, I know that the U.S. manager is he's very positive about what the next steps are going to be, and he said that he was happy with the game. Granted, I know he would have been, you know, ecstatic if they won, but I think he's happy just by where the U.S. is right now.
Yes. Everybody else thought we'd be the last in the division going into the Germany match.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually tied for first, so, and we're in a good position to really control our destiny at this point. We can tie or beat Germany and still move on, and even if we lose, we still have a good chance of moving on as long as Ghana and Portugal tie, or Portugal barely beats Ghana 1-0 or even 2-1, I believe we'd still move on.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to see.
It will. I'm looking forward to it. It's coming up.
I'm going to let all that controlling your destiny stuff propel me to my next stage in life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I love that line. Control your destiny.
Yes, well, if you play your cards right and you kind of go after you want like the U.S. team did, you put yourself in a good position to do it.
I think so. I think so. I think you got to kind of flow with it, too, you know, not struggle
true
against things that are happening that you really can't control. So it's funny when
yes
people use that term, control your destiny. Because it's not about struggle. It's not about resistance. It's not about changing something that already is. It's about, I think, maneuvering with what you have and flowing with the situation.
Yes. Using the rules that you're given to control your outcome.
Exactly. Exactly. Boy, you know what I'm talking about. Thank you so much, Taylor, for being on the show. I appreciate you calling in. It's been a pleasure talking with you. It always is. You know
thank
me.
You.
I like to surround myself with people who are inspirational, and you're certainly one of those. And William, who was on earlier, was as well. And hopefully we'll have a couple more callers, and we'll keep talking about soccer. And Zen.
I hope so. Congratulations on the second week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Enjoy
all
the
right
rest of your day.
Yes, you do the same.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye. Awesome. Love to have people on the air with me calling in. What a pleasure. And you guys got some really, really great highlights. U.S., they're going to try to control their destiny. Here on Sports Talk of the Positive Hub, that's what we're talking about, the sport of living your life to its fullest. We're going to take another break, and I will be back with you soon.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports. If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
Hi, it's Lisa Morris. I'm back with you, not Gil, but Gil will be back with you next week here on Sports Talk of the Positive Hub, where it's all about the goal of living your life to its fullest. Strength, success, and living very well. With all of the elements, with all of the resources that you have, with all the opportunities that are given to you, with all the doors that are open and even those that are closed, maneuver your life to the best of your ability. As Taylor said, control your destiny. How do we do that? Not by struggle. Seriously, by taking a look at the things that are around you, by flowing with those things and navigating yourself to success. Your own personal success. It is my hope that everyone listening today is living their life to its fullest, that in each moment they are happy, that in each moment they take a look at things that are presented to them, that happen to them, that are said to them, and take it as a lesson. And if we do it like that, then every experience can be a positive experience. Here on Sports Talk of the Positive Hub, I aim, in fact, it is my goal to bring to you all the people who listen nationally and internationally that are inspired by moments, that are in understanding of how to live their life like they're the athlete in their game. And I have guests on that, you know, they're not athletes. They play. They watch sports. But they are very much in tune with their lives. They're very much in tune with what makes them happy. They're very much in tune with the fact that what's seen on TV is not necessarily what they need, that what someone tells them is right is not necessarily right for them. There are people who venture out into the world with an open mind, a sound spiritual feeling about their life and how good their life is. And they're very well aware that being in their flesh right now is something to be thankful for. Those are the kinds of people I like to hang around. Those are the kinds of people I want to call in. Those are the kinds of people who live their life to its fullest. So So, you know, kind of very unlike ESPN. You know, I'm not an ESPN sportscaster. Rather, I have people on that are regular people like you and me. They just want to be happy. And they're honest, good people who like to share. You know, that's what it's all about. If you want wealth to continue in your life, you got to get zen with it. You know, you got to give and flow and keep the floodwaters flowing. If you want to be happy, you have to give happiness. You know, if you want to be wealthy, you have to assist in other people reaching their wealth. If you want to be a sound mind, then it's a good idea probably to take note of when someone's not doing too well and give them a hand if you can. That's what it's all about, keeping that circulation going for positive things in your life and in the lives of others. No man's an island, you know. We've got to be very well aware of how we're making others feel. Sometimes we forget. I forget sometimes. It's just we're human, you know. We need to give ourselves a break, but be very consciously aware of that at the same time, and live your life well. I'm huge into horoscopes, and I got a horoscope the other day, and I wanted to read it to you because it was so amazing. And I thought it was kind of fitting for living your life to its fullest. If you respond to your situation without critical thought, you will achieve a level of insight not apparent to the reasonable people around you. You'll also be deemed a lot of fun. And you know how I love fun. Oh, yes. Can't have a day without fun because, my God, you got to celebrate that you're alive. You know, talking about celebrating, and it may be, you know, an odd situation to celebrate because they actually didn't win the game, but the U.S. is celebrating, you know, in soccer. In the World Cup, the U.S. Is looking at what opportunities they have to control their destiny and stay in the game. So they're keeping open. Their coaches keep them positive, you know. Even though they didn't actually win yesterday, they put themselves in a position where they still have some opportunities. And I think if we look at our lives in that way, that constantly put ourselves in positions for opportunities, then you'd be surprised what will come your way. You'll be surprised, you know, at all the things that you can choose from to make your life more fulfilling, to get closer to your goals. That's what it's all about. That's why we're here. That's why we're on this earth. That's why we're in this body. It is to realize the power that we have within us. And we got a lot of power and magic within us. We see it a lot. We see it a lot in sports. Despite our skepticism, athletes provoke us to magic. They do. You know, a lot of people tell me when I use this word magic, they shy away from it. You know, it's not just the world is black and white, but it's not. There's a lot of gray in there, and green and orange and purple and blue and yellow. It's magical. There is a hidden dimension of sports. It's almost like a secret culture. The philosopher Michael Novak wrote that this is one of the greatest secrets of sports. There is a certain point of unity within the self and between the self and its world, a certain complicity and magnetic mating, a certain harmony that conscious mind and will direct you to discover. Something that will take one's breath away. Now, that's poetry. I know it came from a philosopher, Michael Novak, but I say Michael Novak, poet, definitely. and I'm a poet, so you know that I kind of just like really honed in on that. It's poetry out in the field. Specifically for soccer players, you know, the more and more that I watch soccer, the more and more I realized that poetry on that field, on that beautiful emerald green field in sunny Brazil, the way that they maneuver, not using their hands at all, the way that they maneuver and weave their bodies, you know, between one another to get to that ball, to get the ball where they want it to go, the way that they communicate with their teammates, the way that they're trying to read the opponent, it's poetry in motion. It certainly is. And soccer is a game that involves a lot of kind of meditative moving. I don't know if, well, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that know about Tai Chi, but I'm reminded of that. You know, when I look at soccer and I see the way they flip their body to the side to kick the ball, the way they roll over someone, the way they kind of try to maneuver their whole body around somebody else, it's kind of a meditation kind of a mood. I certainly know that they've been zenning. Have you guys been zenning out there? Because I've been zenning. I zen last night, and I'm zenning right now with you guys, just really kind of stay in the flow of my life, stay connected, keep my mind and my body and my spirit in a state of calmness. In that state of calmness, and this is what I really want to talk about with zen, and this is something that athletes do, in that state of calmness where your body and your mind and your spirit are connected and feeling good and flowing good, it's a zone of pure potentiality. It is a space where you can make miracles happen. It is a space where you can reach ultimate goals you may not even ever thought of before. It's a magical moment that you can do anything within. And if you practice meditation, you learn how to quiet yourself and regain your power so you can do these things. Athletes do it all the time. In other words, as Taylor would say, controlling our destiny within the moments of our life. In other words, as Lisa Marcia Morris would say, being Zen, rolling with the flow, learning from your experiences, keeping yourself connected to the power within yourself, staying positive, and living your life to its absolute fullest. This is Lisa Marcia Morris here on Sports Talk at the Positive Hub, where it's always about conversations of strength, success, and the sport of living your life to its very fullest. Highlights on what's going on, taking a look at everything that's happening out on the soccer field in Brazil with the World Cup. So extremely exciting. I'm so glad to have been back here with you today. And I'm going to read you a little bit more because I want you guys to walk away from this show feeling pretty goddamn powerful. Yeah, that's what it's going to be for the rest of the day today. Powerful and positive, and you can do whatever you want to make yourself happy. Here on Sports Talk of the Positive Hub. All right, be profound, my loves. Be profound in your life and be positive. Pass on that positivity and live your life to its fullest. Thanks so much for joining me here at Sports Talk of the Positive Hub. Take care. I love you guys.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
Oh, my God, I'm back with you guys again. It's Lisa Marcia Morris. It's not Gil. But Gil will be back with you next week. But you've got me here on Sports Talk at the Positive Hub. I didn't think I had enough time to be back with you again, but I am. So, yay! It's already been a fabulous day. And getting to talk with you guys some more on the air, well, that's like icing on the cake. What are we talking about here? It's always about the sport of living your life to its fullest, strength, success, and kind of really being an athlete in your life. And for the whole show, we've been talking about the Zen of sports, how that relates to soccer and all athletes for that matter of fact. Talking about all the highlights of the game. We had William and Taylor on, and they gave us some highlights and what's coming up as well, so that was good. We're so excited that the U.S. is quote-unquote going to control their destiny as they've got an opportunity to advance for their World Cup opportunity. It's very zen over here in the studio. Yeah, I'm having a good time. You know, it's there's no secret that sports is something that takes a lot of work. That being an athlete, you know, it takes a lot of work. You got to have your mind straight. You got to have your body right, you know, and you got to have your spirit in it. You have to have a lot of gumption, as my mother would say. My old next door neighbor would say you have to have some schutzpah. I hope I'm saying that right. Well, however you say it, and wherever you're from, whatever your background is, you know what it is. You gotta have passion, and you have to have drive. That's what you have to have as an athlete, as a team, to propel yourself forward and reach your goals. That's what you have to have in your life, even if it's off the field, to make sure that you're always consciously aware of your opportunities to propel forward, to reach your goals, to be the best that you possibly can be. You know, one time somebody said to me, you're lucky, Lisa. And I never really looked at myself as a lucky person. I mean, I would go, I'm not really good at games. Although recently at a card game, I did pretty good, and I think I would have won if we kept playing. I've always lost at games, and I always lost at like scratch offs, or if there was some giveaway item, I never had the right raffle ticket. So I said, no, I'm not lucky. I've never been a lucky person. But then I had a talk with my father recently, and about a year ago, so not that recent, about a year ago, and we were talking about this luck thing and this opportunity thing and this controlling your life thing and the sport of living your life to its fullest. And how do you do that? How do you maneuver around all the corners and the walls and the pitfalls and the, you know, how do you make your life the best it can possibly be and reach your goals? Well, to do that, you have to be open to opportunity and ready to take the opportunity. If an opportunity is presented to you and you're not ready to take it, you can't take it. You're unlucky. So for me, luck is being prepared to walk through that door. is being mentally, physically, and spiritually prepared to take on that new opportunity in all avenues of your life, in your personal life, in your love life, at work. If you are on a team, you know, for your team, you know, for the game, if you're an athlete, you got to be ready. Don't be so hard on yourself, though, because I used to do that, too. When I see an opportunity, if I feel like I'm off and I'm not ready and I'm not too balanced, you better believe I get on the bandwagon. Oh, yeah. Eat right. Keep your body right. Mm-hmm. Keep your mind right. Be very consciously aware of things that are going on around you. Get that mind right. And boy, it's amazing the things that will happen when you do that. And stay positive and be good to yourself. Be zen. That's what we're talking about. The sort of living our life to its fullest and being very zen. So, I want you guys to try something because I really think that most athletes out there do this. They meditate. It's very powerful. It's a powerful tool to help us get to a space where we're not overanalyzing things, to get us to a quiet moment where we can hear our own answers, because we got all the answers within us. We do. We're pretty powerful people. I just think sometimes we don't listen to ourselves. I think if we get quiet and we listen to ourselves and listen to our heart, and connect all that heart and that mind and that body together, that we can feel and know internally what the right move is going to be to move to success. So, you know, it's sometimes overanalyze that whole meditation thing. That's really very easy. Just sit someplace for a quiet moment. You know, you could light a candle. You can open a window. You could actually go outside. You know, you could go to a park, you know, sit on the bench, where someplace that makes you feel comfortable. And just close your eyes for a second and just be still. And when you are in that stillness, trust me, you will receive enlightenment. You may not realize it right then, but there's going to come a time after that meditation that you will realize it. Does one really have to fret about enlightenment? No matter what road I travel, I am going home. That was by Shin Tzu. I'm going to read it again. Does one really have to fret about enlightenment? No. No matter. Whatever road I travel, I am going home. When I read that and I think about home, to me, I'm not thinking about a physical kind of brick and mortar thing. I'm thinking about home as my happiness. Because if I'm happy someplace, then I'm home. So home to me is happy, success, reaching my goals, being an athlete in my life and constantly going after those goals with all of my passion. That's what it is. That. Okay, so back to the World Cup. So I know that some things have happened. Netherlands and Chile 2-0. Australia and Spain 0-3. You know, it's amazing. Those are some highlights right now, and it's exciting. Oh my God, the World Cup is so exciting. First of all, it's in Brazil, so I mean, it's so sunny there and so beautiful, and the people are gorgeous. Oh my God, I just think like being in the middle of Brazil would just feel like a constant like party, and I'm sure the food is good too. I mean, you have so many senses for the eyes and the taste and the excitement, and being out there right now has got to be really, really fabulous. So Group A, Brazil, Mexico, Croatia, Cameroon. Group B, Netherlands, Chile, Spain, Australia. Boy, man, this is exciting. The World Cup is just exciting. And, you know, it's, when you're watching the game, the roar of the crowd is almost like a song, you know, and it's the World Cup. That's what really makes it so exciting. All these nationalities coming together, the humming roar of the crowd, the excitement there in Brazil to really kind of reach that goal. And I'm gonna just keep watching. It's actually like my favorite sport right now. And I'm excited. I'm excited about where the U.S. is in all of this, because I'm in the U.S., so I have to be excited for them. And the coach is very positive. You know, I think he's very zen. I don't think he'd argue with me if he heard me say that. But Jurgen Klinsmann, and I hope I'm saying his name right, and if I'm not, I apologize. But he said that in the last second, it was unfortunate that it was an amazing game. He still thought it was an amazing game. And he said he couldn't ask for anything more. So I think he's really kind of trying to prep the team right now. They've got to, push forward. And he's pretty positive that they're going to do that. So hats off to the U.S. Yay! All right. So, you guys, it's been such a pleasure to be with you, and I'm glad that I had the extra time with you. And Gil will be back with you next week, and I'll be back with you again at 1 o'clock, the third Monday of July, here on Sports Talk of the Positive Hub. And live strong.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week positive.